Welcome to Beta Finch, your AI-powered earnings breakdown. Today, we're digging into American Tower's second quarter 2026 results, ticker AMT. And Jordan, before we get into towers and data centers, I want to say up front, this podcast is AI-generated content for educational and entertainment purposes only. Nothing we discuss should be considered investment advice. Always do your own research and consult a qualified financial advisor before making any investment decisions.
Good context to set. And this was a genuinely eventful quarter. They raised guidance for the second time this year, exited an entire region, and had a literal call disconnection mid Q&A. So let's dig in.
Let's start with the headline numbers. Consolidated property revenue grew over 5% year-over-year, excluding FX and straight-line noise. But here's the thing, there's a Dish Network asterisk on almost every metric this quarter.
Right, Dish churn is the big one-time drag. Strip that out, and property revenue actually grew over 7% on a cash, FX-neutral basis. Organic tenant billings growth was nearly 2% as reported, but 4% excluding Dish.
And FFO per share, the metric REIT investors really care about, grew about 1% as reported, but over 5% normalized for Dish and refinancing costs. CFO Rod Smith basically called this a trough year for AFFO growth.
Which is an important framing. They're saying 2026 absorbs a bunch of one-time headwinds. Dish churn worth about 400 basis points, higher refinancing costs at 150 basis points, and a step down in their services business. Normalize all that out, and you're looking at roughly 7% AFFO per share growth on an FX-neutral basis.
So the story is messy optics this year, cleaner story in 2027.
Exactly. And they backed that up with action, raising full-year guidance across property revenue, EBITDA, and AFFO. Property revenue outlook up $110 million at the midpoint, EBITDA up $45 million, AFFO up 9 cents a share.
Now let's talk about the real star of the show, CoreSite, their data center business. This thing keeps stealing the spotlight from the core tower business.
It's wild. CoreSite delivered record leasing this quarter. CEO Steve Ondran said they added more new business this single quarter than in all of 2021. Data center revenue grew about 12%, and management raised the full-year data center growth outlook to approximately 15%, up from 13%.
And the AI angle is really the hook here. 9 of the top 10 AI companies and 3 of the top 5 neoclouds are already housed in CoreSite facilities.
What struck me is the framing around interconnection. It's not just renting rack space anymore. Customers are building private on-ramps to move massive data sets directly between cloud and AI environments. That's a stickier, higher value business than plain colocation.
They've grown CoreSite's capacity 1.5 times since acquiring it in 2021, and management says there's a clear runway to nearly triple it from here.
On the strategic side, the big move this quarter was completing the sale of their Philippines and Bangladesh operations. That's a full exit from the APAC region. It's part of a multi-year pivot toward developed markets and higher quality earnings streams.
And leverage is now sitting at 4.9 times, right in their target range of 3 to 5 times. Balance sheet flexibility was a recurring theme. They're weighing M&A, buybacks, and further deleveraging.
On buybacks specifically, they've spent about $200 million so far this year against the $2 billion authorized program, with roughly $1.4 billion left to deploy.
Let's get into the Q&A, because there was some good stuff, including an actual technical outage where the call cut out for several minutes during CFO Rod Smith's capital allocation answer.
That was a little chaotic, but the meat of the discussion was about the 4 catalysts management laid out. Densification in the next phase of 5G, a new spectrum cycle with about 800 megahertz coming online, starting with upper C-band in 2027, the eventual 6G build-out, and AI-driven traffic growth.
The AI point was probably the most interesting nugget. They cited data showing AI-related uplink traffic is growing more than 50% faster than downlink in some cases. Networks were built for people downloading content, not uploading massive AI workloads, so that could force carriers to invest beyond their existing roadmaps.
There was also a good exchange about carrier activity. An analyst asked if headcount cuts at U.S. carriers were slowing things down. Management pushed back pretty firmly, saying new business contribution is tracking consistently at about 2.5%, and they're seeing a real shift from amendment-driven work toward new co-locations, which is exactly the densification signal they've been expecting.
And on Europe, there was a question about Vodafone potentially moving infrastructure in Spain. Management wouldn't comment on specific customers, but reiterated their European portfolio, anchored by Telefonica, is delivering mid-single-digit growth with strong downside protection and uncapped CPI-linked escalators.
One more detail worth flagging. The Stonepeak convertible note tied to the CoreSite joint venture is expected to convert to equity in third quarter, shifting American Tower's ownership stake down from about 72% to roughly 64%. Management said it shouldn't materially change the AFFO math, just the accounting presentation.
So, Jordan, what's the takeaway for investors here?
I'd frame it as two speeds in one business. The core tower portfolio is a steady, mid-single-digit growth machine with a lot of visibility. Carriers investing consistently. New spectrum coming, 6G on the horizon. CoreSite is the accelerant, growing double digits for five straight quarters and increasingly positioned as critical AI infrastructure rather than commodity colocation.
And 2026 is explicitly being framed as the messy trough year, with management pointing to 2027 as the inflection point once DISH churn rolls off and refinancing headwinds ease.
Before we wrap up, everything discussed is AI-generated analysis for educational purposes. Past performance doesn't guarantee future results. Please do your own due diligence.
Well said. That's American Tower's second quarter 2026 in the books. Strong data center momentum, a cleaner balance sheet after the APAC exit, and a business that's telling investors to look past this year's noise toward next year's inflection.
Thanks for tuning in to Beta Finch. We'll catch you next time as more earnings season rolls in.
See you then.